Hello, friends, family, anybody listening. You are listening to Not Crazy, But Far From Sane, and I'm your host, Megan Bell. Welcome to number 10. That is right, we are in double digits now. I did not think that it would take me a month from my last episode until now, but that is life for you. But in all honesty, I really didn't know how to get on here and talk about what I was going through in the moment all throughout October. Which I think moving forward, I'll try my damn hardest to do that, regardless of what's going on. But I guess I just kept getting in my head about things. I feel like I have seasonal depression whenever fall kicks off because of just, I don't know, it feels like a shedding of who I used to be. This only started happening to me about 6 years ago, once I went through the divorce and everything. And I really started to come into my own person. I just feel this really weird wave of energy every, October and September time, to where I'm super happy today's November 1st. I did feel this lull each week when I was like, okay, you have to sit down and record and do this. And somehow I just could not get myself to do it. Like I would sit down. I actually recorded like 20 minutes of an episode and I was just like, I don't like it. I didn't like it. So, I mean, I don't know. Like I've said before, I'm figuring this out as I go. And me having issues with my mental at times, I think that's just what this might be. And I don't want it to be inconsistent. I really do want this to be as consistent as possible. I'm figuring it out. I'm doing well now. I mean, each day is different, but I'm really figuring it out, whether it be with my relationship or with school, just being an adult and living at home with a parent. And there's just all these things going on, therapy, and it's exhausting. It really can be, especially when for me, whenever I'm in therapy, I really divulge everything. I really want the most feedback possible to help me with my situations. So I'm brutally, brutally honest. And that can be really painful to talk about things that you don't really necessarily want to admit about yourself. And I do that weekly. I'm very honest, whether it be if I had road rage in a certain incident or whether it be something terrible I did back in the day to like a friend or whatever it might be. It's just digging really down deep to work through things to in hopes, you know, feel better and release all that stuff. So I have to factor that in when I do feel the way I feel, is I am constantly digging up old shit from my past and trying to rewire it in my mind. And there's some days where I feel like on top of the world, and then there's other days where I feel like, what? Like, who am I? What am I doing? What, like, it just feels a little overwhelming. And I am still learning how to process overwhelming feelings. So that's the truth on that. I want to say I did feel also, it takes a lot for me to feel embarrassed, like that emotion in general. But I did feel embarrassed because I think it was either the last episode or it was one of the last episodes I released. I was like raving about my relationship and how we were doing like better than ever. And I fucking hexed it by saying that, because then we've been dealing with like our own stuff individually. And then having, you know, when you come together as a couple, it can get really thick and muddy. And so I've been dealing with that. And it's a learning process. Like, you're constantly learning about yourself, especially if you're in a relationship too. It's a whole lot to navigate. So I'm going to try and not speak on like absolutes or anything, or even just, I'm going to mention shit lightly, hopefully, because I don't want to jinx my life. And that's what it felt like, actually, that I was just kind of jinxing my life. October. So my family and family friends, we do this camp trip every April and every October where we go for, it's like a 5-day trip. That's the maximum time of it. Cause we reserve the sites from Wednesday to Sunday, and that's 5 days. So people come and go as they please. I typically show up on a Thursday or Friday and leave on Sunday. And it's a big group of us. We have people come over. Oh my gosh, what's wrong with me? Come and meet from all over Texas, pretty much. I'm being dramatic, but no, people come in from different cities, whatever. That's not the important part. The important part is we get to see people that you only see twice a year during these camp trips. We eat the best food while we're camping because we have this one guy who absolutely, that's his joy of it, is making food, preparing, and it's down to a T. He has Excel spreadsheets on how many people, how much food, like, because you can't have leftovers when you're camping. You have your ice chest designated to your next meals. And so it's very methodical how it's done. We camp in regular tents, but we eat like absolute kings and queens. Perfect example was on Thursday night when we arrived, I had a crab cake on a bed of arugula. It was delicious. Like, I don't eat like this when I'm not camping. Friday, we had wood fire grilled pizza. Like, he brings his own pizza thing to cook it in. Does the dough out there, makes handmade dough. I'm like at a loss for words because it's so delicious. And I look forward to camping for the people and the food the most. And of course, just being outside for days straight is always a blast. So we did that in October. Love that. That's always such a good time for me. But because of all the other things going on in my life, it was a little bit more hard for me to enjoy the trip as I normally can. So then I got bummed out about that. So riddle me this. This is the brain for you. When you're already going through a lot and then you want to go and like take a break, get away, you can't fully relax because you've been, you know, so much shit's on your mind. And then I go back home and then I'm bummed that I couldn't relax and have fun while camping. And then I felt gypped from my trip. And now I have to wait another 5 months till we can go again. But then that just means in April I'll have 10 times more fun. So that's life for you. You can't have fun and experience the good without knowing how things can be shitty, right? That's life for us. I'm just looking through my other notes. Oh, and Taylor Swift came out with her 10th studio album, which, hell yeah, sister. I'm obsessed with this album. It's so good. I actually bought the CD at Target so my girl could get some, I don't know what that is, like more credentials. They'll know then that people are buying it. Because I feel like if she just gets streams, she's not really getting, I don't know. That's what made sense to me in my head, right? I don't know like the technical terms, but I wanted her to know that I support her and I don't want to just stream her shit. I want to like pay for it. So that's what I did. And I love it. My favorite song on there is, oh my gosh, how did I just blank? Oh, Antihero. And Maroon's really good. What else? There was another one that I was like, oh wait, I really am obsessed with this. But it's okay, I forgot at the moment. Those two are just my favorite. And let's see. No, so let's just talk about last October because I'm kind of over. Oh, well, also I did get new neighbors across the street. They're very cool. I talked to the other people, I think, like twice. And I've had more conversations with these people than I did the other people. Anyway, very cool. So good energy on the block. I'm digging it. So that's nice. That's something that came out of October. All right. Since I don't really know how to talk about this October too much, it's just kind of blah. Let's go back to last year. It was October 2021. Keith and I were living in a house together, a rental house. And we had broke up that July, last July, in this July 2021. We were still living together though, and just navigating life as you do. And there was this guy I worked with who we were hanging out. We had the same birthday. So when Keith and I had broke up, we kind of celebrated our birthdays together. It was just someone to hang out with and get my mind off of what all was going on, right? Well, fast forward to that fall, when it was after work one time, he and I had hung out like a handful of times. I'm not gonna lie. Like, we had hung out a handful of times when I was, you know, single and whatnot and figuring my life out. And then there was a time after work. This was the beginning of last October. This was like October 7th. I'm weird with dates. we went out to eat after work one time at that night, October 7th, and we were leaving. He got in my car so I could drive him to his car. Why? I don't know. He like walked with me to my car in the parking lot, and then I like drove him to his, right? Well, as he's like, I'm just sitting there like, there's no, I'm not showing any signs of that he should make a move or I'm going to make a move. It was very like, okay, well, you know, we're just having a casual conversation. And then I can't even remember because I blocked this out because it was traumatizing for me. I don't know if he tried to like lean in and if I moved away and I said something like, no, that's not happening. Like we're not. And I said, I'm not having sex with anybody right now in my life, because I think he thought that I was turning him down so that I could like go home and like have sex with Keith or something. I'm not sure what went on in his mind. But I do know that as soon as I turned down sex and said, I'm not having sex, he called me childish and said that that's childish. And I said, okay, well, whatever. I guess I'm childish. I was like, I'm childish? I think that's what I said. I was like, I'm childish for turning down sex? Like, now it's kind of coming back. So then he gets out of my car. So I was like, get the fuck out. Whatever. Leave. Bye. I drive home. I'm like freaked out. I'm like weirded the fuck out. I now know that I will never hang out with this person again. Put myself in this situation. That's what it feels like as a woman always, that, oh, I put myself in this situation because I had hung out with him before and then here I am turning down sex and he thinks that, I don't know if it was like a hit to his ego because he knew I was, obviously that I lived at home with Keith. He kind of knew what was going on with us, of course. And I don't know if he just couldn't handle being rejected and he thought that I was like lying to him about going home then and being with Keith, but why that would matter, I'm not sure. But I was honest and said, I'm not having sex with anybody. Like there's no, like, I don't even know why. I don't know. Just weird, right? Just really weird. This guy ends up then, and I fucking hate that it's on Snapchat because those messages like delete right away. Well, now you can change the setting and say, oh, keep them there for 24 hours. But I'm too old for that shit. Like I don't do Snapchat conversations really at all unless it's with like just girlfriends of mine. There will be no like, I do not like when a guy will hit you up on Snapchat. It's fucking shady. That's just my PSA for the day. So he hits me up on Snapchat and basically just says like, I think he even says the same thing, childish, just very like, I don't even think I responded, I'm not sure, but that conversation escalated and he basically said that he was coming over. And I was like, you're not coming over to my house right now. That obviously got me to respond. I was like, you're not coming over to my house right now. And then he didn't respond to that Snapchat and I was like, dude, you're not coming over to my house. I don't know this person that well. I don't know what they're gonna do. I was sitting on my couch because this is when I was working as a server and whenever I would work those hours, I'd come home and my brain would still be on. And so I would have to sit down, watch TV, smoke, chill for a couple of hours before my mind could turn off and go to sleep. That's just what server life, bartender life is like for me, from my experience. I'm only speaking from my experience. So this motherfucker drives to my house and I'm sitting there on the couch thinking, is he really going to come over here? And then I thought, I was like scared. Like, well, first of all, I didn't want Keith to like have to find out any of this information, and not like that. I wasn't doing anything to be dishonest. He and I hadn't had like a reevaluation of our relationship. You know, we weren't really quote unquote exclusive. Like, yeah, we were living together. We had been living together since we had broke up, but there was nothing in this like handbook that said you can't go and grab drinks and something with a guy. But once I turned down sex and this motherfucker shows up at my house, yeah, that was pretty frightening. And I had debated when the person hadn't responded to my messages through Snapchat. I debated, do I go and wake Keith up now? Because it's like 12:30 in the morning, mind you. And I was like, no, don't do anything. Because I didn't want to, it's like that saying, you don't want to put your foot in your mouth. Like, say something if he really shows up. But until then, just, you know, stay over here in the corner. So I wait. I see like lights pull up and I run outside basically. Like I'm behind this bush. So wait, how did that happen? Okay, so I looked at the timestamp in my mind of knowing, okay, so if he said he's leaving at this time and if he's coming over, I literally waited outside behind this bush and I saw headlights coming down the street and I was at a dead end. So it was pretty common that cars would drive down and like do a U-turn and go back up the hill. But, you know, this was late at night, early in the morning, however, whatever person you are. And I see, and he parks his truck, and I start walking down the driveway. I have the Ring doorbell videos. I wonder if I could post that. I don't know. Maybe I couldn't. Maybe I could. Who knows? There's the Ring doorbell video, and you can see me walking down the driveway, and I'm like pushing on his chest, like pushing him back. So he stops like walking up towards the sidewalk, and I was like, what are you doing here? Get the fuck out of here. Like, leave. Get the fuck out of here. And he like throws his cigarette on the floor or whatever, on the ground. And then I was like, he was like, I want to talk to Keith. And I kind of like chuckled, and I was like, yeah, right. Get the fuck out of here. As he's not leaving, I'm like running up the sidewalk, and he's walking up the sidewalk. This is like straight out of like a Halloween movie. So, well, that's what it felt like. So I go inside. Oh no, before I go inside, he was like, I want to talk to Keith. I was like, Keith's not coming out here. And he goes, that's okay, I'll go inside. This dude has mental issues. So I was like, you're not coming in my house. So I go inside, shut the door, lock it. And I'm standing there thinking he'll go away, right? Oh no. He starts knocking. So I ran to the bedroom, and I like turned on the light, and I sat on the edge of the bed, and I told Keith, I was like, I'll tell you anything and everything you want to know. Just please don't answer the door. And he looked so confused. Poor guy. I was like, deer in headlights. Like, what the fuck is going on? And I told him again, I was like, look, it's so-and-so at the door. Like, he had known the name. He did not like this person. So, you know, that's even more fun, right? And I'm just sitting there, and I was like, just please don't answer the fucking door. And obviously, Keith's like, yeah, I'm not answering the door. Like, what the fuck? This dude stood there for like 10, 15 minutes just knocking. The dogs are going crazy. I'm not answering the door. I shut all the blinds around the house, lock all the windows. I mean, you would think all that stuff was locked, but we live pretty much like half in the city, half in the country is what it felt like. And it was the last house on the street, and somebody was always home. So that's me justifying why all the windows weren't, you know, probably assessed prior to this incident. So, I mean, that was the climax, basically, because, well, I don't know, is it? So then I ended up calling the cops. Of course, I let my work know, because this is somebody I worked with. I mean, he eventually left that night. After no one answered the door, what's he going to stand there forever? I don't know. So obviously there was some beef between Keith and I, if you can imagine. Neither of us really went to sleep that night. We sat on the couch kind of very much shook up a little bit, to say the least. That was pretty mortifying for me. And I mean, you never know when someone's going to be like that, but there was definitely, looking back, obviously there's signs that this person was not, you know, that they're a bit dangerous, it seems. So fast forward to the next day, I end up going to work. I told my manager what happened. I knew it happened, obviously not on, I was going to call it on campus, not in the workplace, but I just wanted to let them know. I am very much that type of person that if something happens to me, I think it's very wise that you tell somebody about it. Just tell somebody about it. Cover your ass. I mean, what's the purpose for not? I mean, I feel like more bad things could happen by not telling somebody than by telling people. Hence why I'm just open. I'm an open book about a lot of things, because I've realized that the more I do share, the more feedback and or not necessarily feedback, but comfort from other people that you get. So hold on. I have to enjoy some Dr. Pepper for a second. So go to work, tell my manager. Obviously, they tell me, well, since nothing happened here. And I'm like, right. I just wanted to let you know. My manager was very cool about it, too, in the sense where he was like, cool. Well, obviously, I have to pretend to this person that you've told me nothing. So, and I feel like he was kind of telling me that to like, hey, if you see me talking to them or something, like, don't think that I'm like, that I don't believe you or whatever, but like, I just have to be a manager. I get that shit. I understand. I wasn't born yesterday. And I wasn't trying to start shit at work. So then he comes up to me at work towards the end of the shift, this dude, right? And he looks at me and he goes, are you going to tell him or am I? And I go, what are you talking? And I looked at him and I go, you crossed so many boundaries last night. And he goes, are you going to tell him or am I? And he just repeats it. And he just kept repeating himself. Like, sociopath. And sorry, I haven't talked about this story in a really long time. So I'm really trying to recount and recall what all happened here. And I just remember being like, tell him what? Because I was honest what was going on with... I was a single person. There wasn't anything I was doing wrong. And I wasn't sleeping with anybody. So I didn't understand what he meant. Did it tell him that I had gone out with him to that restaurant after work when we grabbed a beer and a burger? What is he talking about? Like, honestly, because I've had to tell some partners some really weird, fucked up shit before of situations I've been in. Uncomfortable situation. So I had no idea what this person was talking about, nor did I think it was their place to be inserting themselves into my life even further after crossing boundaries. Had no idea what this was about, right? So I'm not even sure what our last conversation was, me and this guy. All I know then, I do. He comes up to me. So he goes into the office to get his cash out because, you know, you give the managers your receipts and they give you your money because that's how being a server works. He comes out. He comes up to me and I'm surrounded by a couple girls at work. And he goes, I'm letting you know right now that I'm going to go over there. And I don't even know if I said anything or if I just said, like, no, you're not. Or, like, or if I just ignored him or I don't know what. I really can't recall. But when he left, I ended up calling Keith. I let Keith know about that interaction. My manager knew what was going on. We ended up calling the cops because basically, I guess that was, some sort of threat. He had words with my manager. Don't exactly know what all went in that. I don't know what went on in that conversation. Don't really care because that's not my business. I think the gist of it was my manager told this guy, don't come in for your next shift because we have to figure out what's going on with HR. Like, this is an ongoing investigation now, basically. Because I think this guy also got shitty with my manager and his words and was being like testy. I'm not really sure how else to word that. So he leaves. I call Keith to let Keith know what happened. We then call the cops and then the cops are like, well, we can't do anything unless he's actually there. Keith calls me and this dude ended up actually showing up at the place again. He didn't get out of his truck or anything. He sat there for like, I don't know, 7, 8, 10 minutes. But he still drove all the way from our workplace to my house where he knew I wasn't there. And he knew my, you know, where my Keith was. I don't know how else to say that. So that was that was pretty traumatizing. So cops come. They basically say there's not too much they could do, like, unless he were there at the moment. So we just have a report at this point. Okay, great. I also filed a report on campus because this guy had used to go there. He wasn't a current student, but I wanted to let them know because this guy had gone on campus after having been a student and would work on campus and stuff. So I just wanted to, like, check all my boxes. That's what you have to do, you know. Well, so all of this was like on a Thursday. On Friday, he shows up to work for his shift, even though he was told not to show up for work. Okay. Well, he refused to leave. I'm not there, by the way. This is all hearsay. This was all, you know, I'm trying to look at the... Okay, so technically I was... Okay, so it did happen on October 7th, but October 7th was a Thursday. And if this stuff happened in the middle of the night... Yeah, so... Okay, so you get my drift. So it was basically October 7th, October 8th. So he, like, refuses to leave the place of work that he's no longer employed at. I mean, they basically told him, we told you not to come here, and now, you know, okay, so that calls for termination, basically. Refuses to leave. I don't know, was in a... I'm not even sure. Refused to leave, and then he stayed within, like, the little shopping center of where work was. cops end up coming and they tell him he needs to go, or he, this is all hearsay, by the way. This is what I'm told, that cops then come up to him at the shopping mall area and they're like trying to escort him out in handcuffs or whatever. He's like, well, if I just go on my own, can I go? And they're like, yeah, that's what we've been trying to get you out of this shopping mall area for the last like 2 hours or whatever. This dude comes back later that night to the parking lot because there was this other manager where I worked who exchanged, I guess, well, this guy exchanged words with the manager and the manager wasn't going to back down. This guy was worked out a bunch and was in his face too. I think they both loved it. You know what I mean? It was a total, I don't know what you call that, but just two guys who up.
What the hell, Tito? Lay down.
Two guys who got a lot of testosterone and are about to just like go at it. So the manager tells him, oh, well, I'll be off at this time. You can come back at this time and I'll meet you outside, basically. Fucking boys, right? So then this guy comes back and he's waiting in the parking lot and then he gets the cops called on him and then he gets arrested. He spent the night in jail. He lost his job. All for what? All for what? For fucking being turned down sex, calling some person childish, going to their house not once but twice, uninvited, fucking basically stalking them, then showing up at your place of work the next day when you were told not to, and then you get arrested later that night. It's just so fucking stupid. So that happened to me last October, beginning of October, and then that weekend, so if Friday was the 8th, that weekend was my like high school reunion. It was supposed to be my 10-year, but my 10-year was supposed to be in 2020, so we didn't have it. We had an 11-year reunion. So I went to my high school reunion that weekend, and I was just, oh my gosh, it was just such a blur. High school reunion was fun. It was actually way more fun than I had ever imagined. And that was something I thought about on and off my whole life, because my parents attended their high school reunions when I was in high school. And that was always fun for me because we all went to the same school. We're just a bunch of generations here. So it's always been in my mind that the school I went to does this and, you know, everybody goes. Well, not everybody, but people go and it can be fun or whatever. So I ended up going and having a good time, but I just, obviously there was no time to process and really heal from all that. So it just took a while. And then the weekend after my high school reunion last year, I went camping. We had our semi-annual camp trip. Then after camping, I had an ex-friend of mine wedding. I was her friend at the time. But actually, that wedding was the last time we hung out. No longer her friend. It was just thing after thing after thing last October. And then the weekend after that wedding was Halloween. And here we are a year later. So I think I have some like seasonal depression vibes from around this time of year. I mean, I'm feeling a lot better. We are in a new month, but that's my stalking story of last October. And honestly, I really couldn't wait until it hit that year mark to just be like, I don't know. I love hitting like anniversaries or milestones. Like, oh, okay, that was a year ago. Like, put that in like the year ago bank and like, cool, I'm moving on. I'm healing from that. Like, life moves forward. I swear some really weird shit has happened to me. And obviously the way I feel better about it is by time, you know? So yeah, there's that. This is going to be number 10, y'all. I hope you enjoyed it. Love you.